You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast. Just part win. Of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your just team win. Every day.
Just win. Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, what is happening? It is the Locked On Raiders podcast. It's Friday. This is how we get down. I'm your boy Q, at your boy Q254. On Twitter, you can always hit me up and you know that. And also on the Raiders podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Had a fun week of talking all kind of Raider everything. Talking from the game, talking about the upcoming game, talking about where the Raiders are going to play, talking about all kind of stuff. You know, a free agency for the Raiders once 2019 hits. I mean, all kind of stuff. We've been having a good time doing that, and that's exactly what we're going to do each and every week. So this is how we get down. It is Friday, like I mentioned, and today on the episode, we're going to have segment number three, have calls from the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Again, it's 707-654-4693 about a variety of subjects. And also, on segment number two, going to do the same thing. Calls from that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. But here, in segment number one, what we're doing right now, I usually give like news and notes and everything, but of course, the biggest topic right now amongst Raider fans, amongst Raider Nation, really in the NFL, is where are the Raiders going to play in 2019? It's been a subject that we've talked about in great length. We've talked about it, and you know, a lot of people have thrown out ideas, and that's great. I love the ideas. Keep them coming. Really, keep your ideas coming, because just because I might shoot it down doesn't mean the Raiders are going to shoot it down. So again, you can hit me up on Twitter at your boy Q254, or you can hit us up on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. And how I want to get things started today, Mark Davis, Mark Badane, they were in Vegas. They were asked by the TV station, Fox 5, I believe it was Fox 5. I don't want to get them wrong. Hold on. I got to credit the right people. I believe it was Fox 5, KVVU TV. Anyway, they were talking to Mark Davis. They were on the site of the new stadium. They were talking to Mark Davis. They talked to Mark Badane, and they asked him about the Raiders, where they will play in 2019. What are their options? It's like maybe 30 seconds of audio, but I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to speak on it. So here's Mark Davis and Mark Badane on where they'll play, where the Raiders could play in 2019.
Obviously, we have options, and we'll look at those once the season's over. And when the emotion's gone and everything else, and make decisions based on what's best for this organization.
A number of people have reached out already. We're not going to turn it into a crazy bid process. We're going to talk to a few potential options that minimize the disruption to the football team, provide a good experience for the fans, and then we'll make a decision.
And you won't tell me what?
I will not tell you what it is. Nice try. There are a number of options available to us. We'll spend the next few weeks, months evaluating those and working with the appropriate parties. And when we have a decision, we'll let everyone know.
All right, so there it is right there. And it was very interesting to me hearing that. And it's not very long. Like I said, it wasn't very long, but very interesting to me when I heard that. I just kind of felt like, all right, there's options. The Raiders do have options. You know, they made it clear that multiple places have reached out to him and said, hey, you can play here in 2019. And I don't doubt that. I know a lot of fans are like, oh, yeah, nobody's reaching out to the Raiders. They're just making that up. I don't doubt that a lot of places are reaching out to him. But I do think that Mark Davis, in his own person, has a couple places that he wants to be and a lot of places he does not want to be. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. And it's very interesting to me because Mark Davis, again, mentioned once emotions got out of there. So the longer that this drags out, and look, the NFL said that they would love to have a resolution by February. And I think the longest this drags out, the worse it is for the city of Oakland, because I really believe that Mark Davis is a little bit of an emotional person. He's one of those guys that makes a lot of emotional decisions. And look, we know those guys. We all know those people, man. Sometimes each and every one of us could be that emotional person where they just hear something or see something and want to react to it, and they do it in an emotional way. And sometimes that's not always the best answer. And I've said it before on the podcast. I've said it before on many radio interviews. I've said it before on my radio show on ESPN Central Texas. I believe, and this might be foolish, I believe the Raiders play in Oakland in 2019. Even though I know this game on Monday is being hyped up as potentially the last game in Oakland ever, I just have that feeling because, one, we've already been there, done that. We've already had that this might be the last game in Oakland before. We've done that before, remember? It was like a Thursday night, and everyone thought this could potentially be the last game in Oakland, and it wasn't. And I'm not saying that's the only reason that it won't be. I'm just thinking, and this is just me, and this is just a gut feeling. People hit me up on Twitter, and I've said this, and people are like, oh my God, you're crazy. And maybe I am. I have no disagreement with that. I could be really, really crazy. My gut feeling tells me Mark Davis is going to cave and just say, you know what? I don't want to play in Santa Clara. I don't want to play in San Francisco. I don't want to play at Cal Berkeley. I don't want to play in Arizona. I'm not going to San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? There's like a lot of places that he doesn't want to go. I just feel like Mark Davis is going to say, you know what? I'm going to do this for the fans. And I know a lot of people right now are like, oh my God, he can care less about the fans. He just wants to get paid. This is not a good business decision for 2019. But I just think this is what Mark Davis is going to do. And this is why I think this. I think Mark Davis is going to end up playing, and the Raiders are going to end up playing in Oakland in 2019 because John Gruden wants to be in Oakland in 2019. He does. He does not want to not be there. He was very emotional the other day, and I put it on the podcast. He was very emotional the other day about the city of Oakland. He was very emotional about the history of Oakland Coliseum. He was very just like, that's his place. It's one of the reasons why he came back, right? Yeah, he talked about it. It was one of the reasons why he came back. He loved the Oakland Coliseum. He had many stories about the Oakland Coliseum. He does not want to be somewhere else. If you're not going to be playing in Vegas, he wants to be in Oakland. So I think he's going to try, and I played it earlier on the podcast this week, that he said, hopefully something can get worked out. I hope that you heard that. Don't let that gloss by you. I hope that you heard that, because he did say that. Hopefully something can get worked out so we can continue to play there. So that's what John Gruden wants. He wants to be there in 2019, and for that reason alone, I believe it's going to happen. Everybody's been saying John Gruden signs off on everything. John Gruden is the last end-all be-all. Mark Davis didn't give him a 10-year, $100 million contract for him not to have a say in everything. So if that's the case, if that's what you believe for everything else, believe that John Gruden has a final say in where the Raiders are going to play in 2019. And if he wants to play in Oakland, then damn it, he's going to have Mark Davis pay the cost to be the boss and be in Oakland in 2019. Even though Mark Davis has said, if I do that, if I pay the money, if I stay in Oakland in 2019, I'll basically be paying for my own lawsuit. I think John Gruden's going to say, hey, as a good sign of faith, and really this is a great PR move too. If you think about it from a PR perspective, if Mark Davis were to say, okay, I love Oakland so much, I love the Bay Area fans so much, I want them to remain Raider fans so much, even if he doesn't believe that, then I'm going to go ahead and play in Oakland in 2019, and I'm going to pay for my own lawsuit. You tell me that wouldn't go far as a PR move? I mean, just think about that. As a PR move, that wouldn't go far? Has your boss ever done that? Where they basically paid for them, for you to go against them? That doesn't happen very often. And Mark Davis don't really have the money to do that, but I think that if he did, that would be a great PR move, and I think John Gruden would encourage him to do that. Again, I could be totally wrong. All I'm doing is rolling with the gut feeling I have in my belly. I'm rolling by the seat of my pants, and I don't know anything else. No insider information, no sources. I'm not that guy. I'm just telling you what I think, and that's it. Just what I think is going to happen. And I know there's a lot of good opinions on what's going to happen, where the Raiders are going to play in 2019. I wish I was going to be at that game on Monday versus the Broncos, just in case that is the last game that's ever played in the Oakland Coliseum. I would love to be there, but I can't. I just can't make it. My schedule's not going to work out. I tried to swing it a bunch of different ways, and it's just not going to happen. I know a lot of people have hit me up on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. A lot of people hit me up on Twitter, said they're going to be there. I just can't do it. So Raider Nation, ride or die Monday night against the Broncos is going to be awesome. It's going to be a hell of an event. I can't be there. You can be there. Hopefully it's not the last game ever played for the Raiders in the Oakland Coliseum. I don't think it is, gut feeling, but it could be. You just know that's how it goes down. So that's what I got to say. Hopefully you enjoy what you heard from, it's not much, but hopefully you enjoy what you heard from Mark Davis, Mark Bardane, and just, you know, you could take whatever you want from it, but that's what I took from it. So that was segment number one on the Locked On Raiders podcast. Coming up in segment number two, I got calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. That's coming up next.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number two on this Friday Locked On Raiders podcast. I'm your boy Q, at your boy Q254. And hopefully you enjoyed what you heard in segment number one. And please, if you have any thoughts, if you have any ideas, if you want to chime in about what you heard on segment number one, please do that at 707-654-4693. Of course, that is one of the biggest subjects ever, is where are the Raiders going to play in 2019? Where do you think they should play in 2019? Why do you think they should play there in 2019? Love to hear your feedback. That's just how we get down. So again, 707-654-4693. The beauty of it is that there's not a game till Monday night. So that means, yeah, we're going to skip Saturday and Sunday. But again, on Monday morning, we'll have another podcast. I'll have another episode just talking about the game. I can really focus in on the game, and I can focus on whatever you want to talk about. So if you hit up that that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, then we could talk about that as well, because the game is not till Monday night. So really pretty excited about that. Again, the number is 707-654-4693. If you call every day, if you call every other day, if you've never called before, it is all good. And of course, you can always tweet at me at yourboyq254. So right now I'm going to hit up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. You're going to start things off with my man Zane. He's in South Carolina. Haven't heard from him in a minute. He's talking about the game. He's focused on this Monday night's game, the Broncos. He's pumped up about it. He's going to be in the building. I mean, he's just pretty fired up. So here's Zane right here from South Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, Q? It's Zane from South Carolina. I didn't call after that last game. I was just kind of sort of busy, but honestly, it could have gone better, but obviously our offensive line situation really hurt us. That's really all I have to say about that one. But this next game, man, I hope it goes well, because I'm going. It's been a dream of mine to go to the Oakland Coliseum, watch them play a home game in that just legendary site. It's a crappy stadium, but it's legendary. It's our stadium. But I was going to go next year. Obviously, I assumed that they would be there next year, but which they're not now because of that stupid lawsuit. But so I pulled some strings. I'm going. Going to be around midfield on the home side. Taking my sister. I'm flying out there. And honestly, it's the last game in Oakland. So, man, I hope it goes well. I'm trying to figure out the details. Man, I really want this to go well. Maybe get a few autographs and pictures if possible, but it's gonna be so great to go there in the Oakland Coliseum, last game in Oakland on Monday night. That's gonna be special. I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait. Thanks, Keith.
Good stuff right there from my man Zane in South Carolina. Definitely appreciate his thoughts. Again, 707-654-4693. You want to hit up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Don't hesitate. You know, say, just because you haven't called before, it is all good. You can call at any time. We definitely appreciate hearing your thoughts. So let's go to my man Victor in Cali. He's responding to some calls that I had on Thursday's episode, responding to my man P.E. in North Carolina's call, and also wanted to chime in and side with my man Lorenzo from Colorado, who's dealing with a bunch of Bronco fans that talk a bunch of noise, and he knows exactly how you feel. So here's my man Victor in Cali, some good stuff right here.
Hey, Q, Victor from Cali. Just got done listening to your Thursday podcast. Want to address some of the callers. First of all, P.E. from North Carolina. I agree and disagree with some of his points. I think Tom Cable's totally to blame. He is unable to coach up players. You take, for example, Brandon Parker. He's selling out the offense. Every pass play, that right leg is dropped so far back the defense knows it's going to be a pass play. Every run play, he brings that right leg up. Everyone knows it's going to be a run play. Why isn't he being coached better than that? I think to P.E.'s point, some of the other coaches are to blame as well. For instance, when you see Colton Miller getting lit up and Carr getting sacked five times, and yet no tight ends are helping out blocking, that's inexcusable. You know he's injured. We've got big blocking tight ends that are better at blocking than catching. Why aren't they being used? We're deep in the tight end area. We're very shallow in the guard area and tackle area. So that goes on the coaching staff. One other point, Lorenzo from Colorado, I feel for you, man. I lived in Colorado for 3 years back in the late 70s. I remember 79 when the Broncos and the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl. All this orange crush. Everyone from California was hated. You know, California's getting no respect in Denver for any reason, especially when it comes to football. So, yeah, I want the Raiders to smoke the Broncos Monday. And if anything, for Lorenzo, because I know what he's going through. It's insanity out there. Anyway, that's all I got, Q. Thanks. I'm out.
All right, love that right there. Victor in Cali always has a lot of good stuff to say. Definitely appreciate that call. And now, going to finish off segment number two today on the Locked On Raiders podcast with my man, Raider Baconator. Yeah, and it's funny, side story real quick. I love me the Wendy's Baconator. I love that hamburger. That is one of my favorite hamburgers. That's just right up my alley. There's no frills, no thrills. It's just meat. It's just bacon. It's patties. It's a fat burger, and I love it. So it's funny when you say your name is Raider Baconator. All I could do was laugh and think of that damn burger from Wendy's, and I ain't going to lie. I actually went and got one after I heard this call. So definitely appreciate this call. Hopefully I got your name right. Raider Baconator from Seattle sharing his thoughts on Nathan Peterman signing, what he thinks that means, and also what or how I felt about it. He wants to know my thoughts. So here's the Raider Baconator from Seattle.
Thank you. This is Raider Baconator from Seattle. I just wanted to just get your thoughts on the recent signing of Nathan Peterman. I know a lot of Raider Nation is they're going pretty crazy on social media about it, but I honestly don't think it's that bad of a signing. You know, John Gruden's really high on him coming out of college, called him the best pro quarterback coming into the draft in 2017. And with AJ McCarron set to make $5 million guaranteed next year, which unless they restructure his deal, he won't be on the team next year, so the Raiders don't have a backup quarterback going in next year. Well, I don't think Peterman is a lock to make the roster, let alone be in the roster in a few days. I noticed that Ian Rapoport tweeted out that he was signed because AJ McCarron will be taking a few days off because of his wife giving birth to their son. But, I mean, Peterman joins the practice squad. He's at a cheap rate. He's only making $14,000 for the rest of the year. If he makes the active roster next year, he'll only be making $326,000 compared to the $5 million guarantee that AJ McCarron will be making if he's on the roster. So I wanted to find out your thoughts on what you thought about the Nathan Peterman signing. And the signing that I saw coming the minute that he was released in Buffalo just because of how much John Gruden really liked him coming out of college. But I want to know your thoughts and everyone else who listens to the podcast, what their thought is on the Nathan Peterman trade, or Nathan Peterman signing. I personally think it's a low risk, could be high reward. I mean, you never have too much competition in the quarterback position, and the guy's going to be on the practice squad, only making $14,000 the rest of the year, and potentially if he's on the roster for next year, he's only going to make anywhere from $126,000 to $326,000. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Nathan Peterman signing, and wanted to give a shout-out to the raging Russian Raider in Dallas. All right, thanks.
All right, love that call right there. Again, my man Baconator, or Raider Baconator, love that burger too. And if that's not your name, it's all good. That's just what I thought of. And I'm telling you, man, I love me the Baconator. Anyway, Nathan Peterman, what I thought about that signing, I didn't like it. I hated it. I immediately flipped out the minute I saw it and heard about it. But I was on the radio at that time. I was doing my show on ESPN Central Texas, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Because my issue is John Gruden gushed over him while he was an ESPN guy. John Gruden gushed over him and said he's NFL ready. He needs to step in right away and be a guy. And all of a sudden, when he did get a chance to step in for the Buffalo Bills, he threw 5 interceptions in 1 half against the Chargers. So, no, I don't like the Nathan Peterman signing at all. I can't stand him. But like I said on Thursday's episode, I realize he's only on the practice squad. John Gruden, he actually doubled down on that on Thursday as well. And he said, look, He's on the practice squad. A.J. McCarron had to go back to Alabama because his wife just had a baby, so he had to be there. They need some arms. Yeah, he could be there in the offseason, but he's on the practice squad. So as long as he's on the practice squad, Baconator, I don't care. The minute he's not on the practice squad and he goes onto the active roster, that's when I'm going to trip out. So until then, I'm fine with it. Not a big deal. I know a lot of people are having a lot of fun, a lot of national people talking a lot of trash about it, and that's fine. Most known unknown told us the other day, hey, you know, as Raider fans, we need to stick together and not, you know, worry about what the national folks are saying, the media are saying, and I get that. And I don't mind being the, you know, being in the forefront of that because, again, Nathan Peterman signing on the practice squad is no big deal. Do you see anyone else across America tripping on anyone that's signing to the practice squad? There's so many players that signed to practice squads across the 32 teams in the league, and nobody trips out. But the Raiders do something. It's like, oh, my God, John Gruden's a main. He's out of his damn mind. He's on the practice squad. It's not a big deal. Again, if he makes the active roster, it'll be something. But until then, it's nothing. So, yeah, I'm not even worried about that. All right, great stuff right there from Zane in South Carolina, Victor in Cali, and, of course, Raider Baconator from Seattle. Coming up with segment number 3, got some more calls I want to hit at, want to get to, want to hear from. Coming up on the Locked On Raider podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation, back at it. Segment number 3 of this Locked On Raider podcast on this Friday, your boy Q. And you know what it is, man. It is the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Got some calls that I want to get to. Got some good ones, matter of fact. Got to get to in this last segment right here. We're going to start things off with my man Vader Raider. He's in the 303 talking about the game, the players that were weak links, especially on the O-line, like Brandon Parker and even Colton Miller to a certain extent. Yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff. Here's Vader Raider. He's in the 303.
What's up, Q? Vader Raider out here in the 303. I didn't call in. I was gonna, but I think I was a little too pissed off yesterday. Man, you know what? This line, I mean, Parker and Colton Miller, I mean, Jesus Christmas, what are you guys doing? What the hell are you doing? And furthermore, you know, then there's the Tom Cable aspect, which has already been covered plenty on this podcast. I think I'm really starting to see what I didn't see before with DC and just the fact that now that he's starting to understand the offense, he's trying to use the weapons at his disposal, and he's using the tight ends a lot, obviously, as we've seen. But there are just some things that I really saw yesterday that, I mean, just think. He's kind of wavered here. Parker is just disappointing. Can we just get rid of Parker now? I mean, and then while we're at it, Parker, if you could take Tom Cable with you, that'd be great. I and the rest of the nation would appreciate you doing that. Not too much to say on the game. You know, just DC kind of running for his life again, and it, you know. But I can, you know, Raider Nation, I know that I've been hard on DC, but I'm starting to see him pick up the offense a little more. I've been seeing it. You know, when he gets time to throw and he gets time to find receivers, he can usually find one. Jordy Nelson played out really good, and he Ferrier did good, and of course Lee Smith, another touchdown. Congrats to him. Defense, of course. Now, I mean, that's kind of a revolving turnstile. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, I think we should keep Carlson. I know I tweeted at you, Q, and that young man, he can kick some field goals, and I'm really impressed with how he's kind of improved his play. So anyway, Raider Nation, enjoy the week. It's going to be a tough week for me personally because, you know, I'm a delivery driver, so I I deliver for that company in Brown. So just a quick note, if you're out there, Raider Nation, and you see your man in Brown, you know, delivering packages, give him some hot chocolate, cup of coffee, or a cookie. He's working hard. He's really busy. Vader Raider. Out.
All right, shout out to my man Vader Raider. A lot of good stuff, like I mentioned, and also want to shout him out because he's a UPS guy. I ain't mad at that at all. I was a FedEx guy, man. I'm telling you, before I landed in Central Texas in 2010, I was doing FedEx for probably like maybe a year and a half in between a couple radio jobs, and I was a delivery guy. And I'll tell you right now, man, one, the FedEx job was a lot of fun. I had a ton of fun doing the FedEx job, but it is not easy, especially during the holiday time. But I will say the UPS guys, they work a lot harder than I did. I mean, and maybe that's just me. The UPS guys, they always ran from stop to spot. Not me, man. I just walked. And they said, why you walk, Q? And I said, because I ain't running. You're running. Yeah, that's why you work for UPS, because you're an underpaid slave. And I know that's probably disrespectful. So I didn't really mean to say that, but that's what I told them. I just said, I'm not going to run, man. I'm not going to run. I'm chilling. I'm on my own zone. I know exactly how much time I need from stop to stop, and that's what I did. But I'll tell you, man, delivery driving is a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on the road. I'd see those guys all the time, the UPS guys. They'd always shout me out. I'd shout them out. A lot of fun. So, again, man, the holiday time is difficult on all delivery drivers, so want to show them a lot of love. And Vader Raider and 303, keep doing your thing, repping that Brown. And if you're repping that FedEx, hey, FedEx Ground, that's what I rolled. I was a FedEx Ground guy in Tulare, California. I did that for at least a year. So anybody in Cali, and you know where Tulare is, it's in the Central Valley. It's kind of like, my hub was in Fresno. And I know that this does not have anything to do with the Raiders, but still, I was repping the Raiders then. And my man Blas Cisneros. I know I say his name wrong, but anyway, he was a super cool dude. Matter of fact, he worked for the school, and I used to always talk. And I'm totally going on another rant right now, but I always talked Raiders with him all the time. And his address, and I know it off the top of my head because that's what, well, delivery drivers, they always know addresses. So I always had him down. Blas, 715 Bardsley. Seriously. And he was in charge of the school district, and I would always, like all the deliveries for the school district in Tulare, California. And I would always stand there, and I would talk to him forever. And, you know, because I was always ahead of my route. And then all of a sudden, my boss, Albert, he'd drive by, and he'd just look over, and he'd see me standing there talking to my man Blas, and he'd be like, oh, damn. And honestly, if y'all know Blas, he has an awesome Raider tattoo. All right, so anyway, so now that I've gone in great length about my other jobs and shouting out Vader Raider and shouting out all the delivery drivers out there, it is the holiday season. Hell, why not, right? Exactly. All right, so Vader Raider, he had a lot of good stuff right there in that call, and he always does, and I definitely appreciate him. And, you know, be safe out there on the roads, and anyone who's out there on the roads, be safe. But them delivery drivers with them big old FedEx trucks or big old UPS trucks, be safe. All right, it is the holiday season. Anyway, right now someone's probably thinking, like, what is this dude talking about? Can he get to the point? Sometimes I just go on those kind of rants, man. That's just what I do. I do it on my radio show, too, so don't think it's anything different. This is what I do. All right, let's go to my man James. He's in KC. This is Short and Sweet.
Morning, Q. This is your boy James in KC. Hey, listening to Wednesday's podcast, got to stop it real quick and give you a shout-out. Just want you to know you are not on an island all by yourself. You are on an island with every single member of the Raider Nation. We love you. Keep up the good work. Don't chase anybody. They can come to us. We are the nation. I'm out.
All right, he's actually giving me props. He's riding with me, talking about the crossover edition when I was chasing the Locked On Bengals guys. And finally, when I said, well, I'm not going to chase anybody, he's like, you don't have to chase anyone, Q, and we're riding with you. So that's my man James and KC, Short and Sweet. I love the support. That's awesome. Thank you so much, my man. I definitely appreciate you. And you're right, man. I'm not chasing anyone. And that's what I said. Hey, I'm going to look. I'm going to try to hit them up. If they don't reach out to me or they don't respond, fine. So be it. No big deal. But you saw this week with Locked On Denver, my Bronco guy, he was a good dude. So it's all good. Final call of the day on this Friday episode of the Locked On Raider podcast. Most known unknown, repping Philly. This is my guy. He's talking to Mari Cooper. He's talking about Akeem's in Oakland's call about Derek Carr. And he's not buying the easy hype. You know, most known unknown always has a lot to say, and he always has some good points. So here he is right here.
What's up, Q? Most known unknown Philadelphia. You know, I already know. I'm calling because I listen to the podcast, and I'm responding to Akeem from Oakland's call. Bro, if you're using Amari Cooper and what he's doing in Dallas as your basis for the argument to get move on from Carr, bro, you need to rewatch the games, all right? Because everybody's quick to say, oh, it didn't work with Carr because Carr didn't trust Cooper because of his drops. I don't think that's true because Michael Crabtree dropped just as many balls as Cooper, but he still trusted him. I think it has everything to do with this. Amari Cooper is the type of receiver where if you tell him what route to run, no matter the coverage, Amari, you run the dig route, or you run a go route, or you run a slant route, you run a comeback route, no matter the coverage, he'll do it and he'll have a good game. The problem is the elite receivers and the elite receiver and quarterback combinations understand that they adjust their routes, they do side adjustments, adjust their routes according to the coverage. Example, Amari, run a go route. If at 10 yards, that corner is still on top of you, look for it back shoulder. Adjust your route. You've never seen Amari Cooper catch a back shoulder fade. You see Crabtree do it all the time. You see Jared Cook. You even saw Derek Carr do it in his rookie year with James Jones. That speaks to quarterback receiver being on the same page, seeing the same thing, and executing the same thing. I'll give you two glaring examples from this year. Derek Carr scrambling against Miami, buys time, sees Amari Cooper get behind three defenders. Now, if you have any type of football IQ, you know if I get behind the defenders, keep running until the whistle blows. Derek unleashes the ball. Amari Cooper stops running. It's intercepted. Second example, it's either a second or a third and goal against Cleveland. Amari Cooper breaks to the inside. The defense is playing into the inside. Derek Carr throws it outside. Derek Carr looks at Amari. What are you doing? The defense is playing you inside. Why would you break inside? Break outside. Amari Cooper can't adjust to the ball. Now, we see him thriving in Dallas because they're telling him, no matter what, you run this route. And it works. But now, when defenses start playing him different and he has to make those adjustments in his route, we're going to see Amari Cooper disappear for some games. He's going to have some good games, some bad games. But to use that as your basis, as a knock on Carr, I think that's unfounded. You need to watch the games, bro.
All right, so that was the most known unknown from Philly. He's wrapping things up for us on this Friday. Definitely appreciate all the calls. Definitely appreciate all the feedback, all the tweets, everything. And shout out to my man Vader Raider in 303 one more time. Hey, thank you for being able to allow me to go on my FedEx and UPS driver kind of little tangent and rant, because that felt good to do that, man. Represent all those cats. I had a lot of fun doing that job. Anyway, this is what we do, man. It's a Friday episode of the Locked On Raider podcast. We will be back on Monday. There's no game on Sunday. It's Monday Night Football. The Denver Broncos, the Oakland Raiders, Oakland Coliseum. Maybe the last ever Raider game at the Oakland Coliseum. Personally, I don't think so. But it could be. We'll be talking about that on the Monday edition of the Locked On Raider podcast. Until then, just win, baby.